So what I'm going to talk about is the revolving door statute and a few other statutes. There are actually two revolving door statutes that I'm going to talk about. They're both at 572.054 of the government code. The first of the two is A, which you've got up there now. This is applicable to former board members and executive directors. That's it, former board members and executive directors. For 2 years after the member or the ED leaves a regulatory agency, and here's regulatory agency, means the department, commission, board, or other agency, except the Secretary of State or the Comptroller, and the statute actually brings them back in, okay, is in the executive branch of state government, has authorities not limited to a geographical portion of the state created by the Constitution or statute, and has constitutional or statutory authority to engage in regulation. So it's very broad for state agencies. Of course, one of the things I get a kick out of is that the Ethics Commission, at least it's arguable, is in the legislative branch, and the legislative and judicial branches, those agencies are not covered by this statute, and the Ethics Commission, these revolving doors don't apply to. Anyways, I get a kick out of that. Okay, so for 2 years after a board member leaves a regulatory agency, he or she may not appear before or communicate with members or employees of that agency with intent to influence on behalf of any person in connection with any matter on which the person seeks official action. You know, they can talk about the Longhorns or the Astros or their children or everything, but not if the intent is to influence on behalf of any person in connection with any matter on which someone seeks official action. Now,